Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Longvidin. Enter to win a free Apple Watch Series 5 at the link in the show notes below. 9to5 Mac has discovered evidence within the latest macOS 10.15.3 beta that suggests Apple is working on a Pro Mode feature to boost performance on portable Macs. According to the strings we found in macOS Catalina, Pro Mode would be a new setting that can be toggled on and off by users. The strings we found explain that apps may run faster, but battery life may decrease and fan noise may increase when Pro Mode is enabled. From what we know now, Pro Mode relates to the macOS power management system, and it would make it possible for the operating system to ignore some of the restrictions Apple puts in place designed to reduce energy use and extend battery life. Again, what this means is that you'll get a temporary boost in performance, but at the cost of more fan noise and worse battery life. While we're not sure about the availability of Pro Mode yet, it seems that it was developed only for MacBooks. Given that desktop Macs like the iMac are always connected to power and therefore don't have to consider battery life, Pro Mode doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Specific compatibility details are also unknown, but evidence suggests Pro Mode might only work with newer MacBooks that have the new thermal design introduced with the 16-inch MacBook Pro. But presumably Apple plans to bring that same thermal design to newer MacBooks introduced this year, such as a MacBook Pro and a MacBook Air. In other news, a new supply chain report has shed more details on what to expect from this fall's iPhone lineup. In the past, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple is preparing a 5.4-inch iPhone for this year with Face ID, and now a new report offers new information on the specific size of that device. According to this week's report, the 5.4-inch OLED iPhone released this fall will be similar to the iPhone 8 in terms of size. This actually makes quite a bit of sense. The iPhone 8 featured a 4.7-inch display, but with larger bezels on the top and bottom, and a home button. With the edge-to-edge design of newer iPhones, Apple can fit a larger display into the same size body as the iPhone 8. This device would be the smallest Face ID-equipped iPhone to be released so far, with the current iPhone 11 Pro measuring in at 5.8 inches and being the smallest option. Now, this 5.4-inch OLED iPhone is not to be confused with the rumored iPhone SE 2 or iPhone 9, which we expect to come this spring. That device is expected to feature Touch ID, a home button, and a 4.7-inch LCD screen. It would target the lower end of the market, but still include the newest A13 processor. So, to make things as clear as possible, rumors currently suggest that we will see 5 new iPhones in 2020. First off is an iPhone 9 with a design identical to the iPhone 8 featuring Touch ID and a home button sometime in March. Then in the fall, we expect a new lineup of 4 OLED iPhones. One with a 5.4-inch display and one with a 6.1-inch display, both of which are expected to feature dual camera setups. And from there, we expect another 6.1-inch OLED iPhone and a 6.7-inch model. Both of these would feature triple camera setups on the back, as well as a new time-of-flight sensor for 3D technology. All of these are also expected to feature 5G and be made available before the end of 2020. We are sponsored this week by Longvidin. Longvidin's stylish, genuine leather Apple Watch bands transform any Apple Watch from a functional wrist computer into a fashionable luxury timepiece. Longvidin bands are compatible with all Apple Watch models and sizes, and straps are available in multiple colorways with collections for both him and her. Each band is made of genuine high-grade leather and features a luxurious suede lining which makes for a comfortable all-day wear. Longvidin also uses a stainless steel butterfly deployant clasp that's usually only found on luxury timepieces. And if you can't decide on which color to get, grab 2 bands and get the 3rd band for free. Head to Longvidin's website and enter code 9to5mac15 at checkout to take 15% off your entire order. And don't forget to enter our Apple Watch Series 5 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, more drama has unfolded as part of the FBI's work to get Apple to unlock two iPhones used by the gunman in last month's shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Speaking to the press yesterday, United States Attorney General William Barr publicly called on Apple to provide a way to access the two iPhones, saying that so far Apple has provided no substantive assistance to the ongoing investigation. Apple responded to Barr's statement by saying that it has cooperated with all FBI requests for data, oftentimes within hours. The company also emphasized yet again that it does not have access to the data stored on the iPhones, nor does it believe in creating a backdoor, even if that backdoor was only for the quote, good guys. But with all of that having been said, these two iPhones in question are actually older models, an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 7. These devices are so old that their security has already been compromised, and plenty of security firms on the gray market are available to access the data. This is similar to the San Bernardino case in 2015, when Apple refused to help the FBI, and the FBI turned to a third-party firm to unlock the iPhone 5C used by the shooter. The iPhone 5C shares the same internals as the iPhone 5, so in all likelihood, the same exploit the FBI used in 2015 could be used again in 2020. So this naturally raises suspicions as to why the FBI and the government are asking Apple for assistance when known methods for unlocking the devices are already available. Critics of the government's approach say that this is a political cover to try and pass through legislation that would force companies like Apple to include backdoors in all hardware and software. And on the other hand, this is also likely why Apple is pushing back publicly against the requests from the Attorney General and FBI. Given that Apple has stood firm on this issue since the San Bernardino case, we don't expect the company to cave in anytime soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.